What we hope to do is to try to keep this issue from vanishing at a time when, after the State of the Union, people are going to talk about a variety of concerns. We think that if we can get the word out about how serious this problem is going to be if we walk away from the public's right to know. And that's what this is all about, is you've got a handful of powerful, you know, interests who are basically saying, we'll keep the public in the dark. The meat supply today is global. And so you have the ranchers from our states. My state has essentially a brand that is higher than existing safety standards. Those are the kind of people who are going to be hurt if we don't have country of origin labeling and you get these contaminated products that come from a global meat supply. There's an opportunity to make a critical, you know, correction so as to make sure that the public is protected, our farmers are protected, and our country has an added measure of safety. The choice is very clear for the Congress. Either you keep the consumers in the dark and you put our beef industry at risk, or you bring in some sunshine. And I will tell you, having just finished 20 town hall meetings at home in Oregon, people are incredulous. They are absolutely amazed that you would have a handful of the country's most powerful lobbies, a handful of the country's most powerful interests, being able to hold off something that is just common sense 101. Steaks do not arrive out of the sky and land at our supermarket. They come, as Senator Dorgan have said, through what is a global meat supply. And it's important for people to understand it, because if you have a dedicated cattleman in Oregon, and I have many of them, who have very high standards, those people, in effect, have their industry diminished as a result of the global meat supply. And given what has happened in today's modern economy with global markets and global meat, it is critically important that the public's right to know be protected.